Hey, what's up, guys? I know it's been a hard minute since you've heard from me last. A lot of stuff is going on. Believe it or not, I'm just getting over allergies again from the African dust that hit Texas. As you can tell, my cough is finally ending. I'm not a sickly person, it's just allergy season. So, something that I kind of want to talk about today is, do you really need a fad diet, or can you just control the amount you eat? A lot of people are looking for a quick answer. And there's nothing fast about the body. Like, the body has to be slowly adjusted. You have to be very careful with how you do things. You don't just go run and get on a treadmill if you've never ran a day in your life, because you can go into cardiac arrest or have heart failure or anything of that sort. So, what I'm here to talk about is maybe you just can control how much of a certain thing you eat. Perfect. For instance, I do a, and I can't believe I've never mentioned this before. It's really selfish. I'm on a Second Opinion podcast. Insert plug here. You guys go check him out. It's Second Opinion Pro. You can check him out on YouTube at Second Opinion Productions. It'll have like a mean smiley face that just shows that, second opinions are always kind of misconstrued, and people usually don't like to hear other people's opinions, but we have an opinion. So make sure to go check him out. And I think his Twitter is at S0LEB. So you guys give him a tweet and let him know what's up. But back to what I was saying is when I first started training Caleb, which is the one who owns Second Opinion Pro, I started him out slow. He entered my routine, but he didn't do as many sets. He didn't do as many reps, and he didn't go as heavy. Now, given he is a super strong individual and can go above and abound what I could do at first. I mean, I was super weak. I could barely do a plate on each side, and I was over 200 pounds. And this is when I was in eighth grade. So, I was kind of disgusted because I'm like, my God, man, like he can just touch the weights. He did three plates for like six reps, and it took me like 4 years to get to that. So, but everybody's genetically different, and that leads me to everybody digests things differently and everybody absorbs nutrients differently. So I'm able to eat a whole pie and gain 2 pounds, and the next dude that's super skinny and can't gain a pound to save his life, it'll be like whatever, like he didn't eat anything. So, people like me, I build muscle very easily, but I also put on fat very easily as well. So if that's the type of body type you are, now I'm more along the lines of mesomorph, because I have a, even though I weigh 240 pounds, my waist is a 34. So that's kind of like unheard of in that weight range. It usually gets up to about a 40. I could even probably fit into a 33 or a 32 if I, it depends on the size. So, or the fit. Excuse me, but what I'm trying to say is that, so I'm really wide on my shoulders and my waist. When I was at my skinniest, I was 165, my waist was the 30. So I know I can taper down, but I have to lose a ton of weight, and I'm not willing to get down to that weight again. So, something very interesting about my body type is I put on mass insanely fast. I can drop down to about, when I was, okay, perfect. For instance, when I was 165, I was doing intermittent fasting. I looked like a cancer patient. So I got off intermittent fasting. Within 4 months, I was at 235. So that was a little unhealthy, but, well, the diet change certainly helped, but I mean, that's unheard of. But I'll have to post or tell y'all to go check out my Twitter and show y'all the transition. I mean, it was insane when I went from 165 to 235. I was a mass monster. And my body really likes this weight ever since. So, so you have to really watch how much you eat of something. The back of the bag, check servings per container. Don't just eat the container and say, oh, okay, that was only 260 calories when there's three servings per container. So make sure you're checking that. And try to cut all sugary things out of your diet. And I've talked to you guys about this before, but the main focus here is just watch what you eat and how much you eat of it. Because I'll have a slice of pie, or I don't really eat a lot of fruit just because it's fructose. So that's, I mean, I don't really need that. Your liver needs very, very few very few amounts of sugar, and fructose is normally what it runs off of, but your body can make up the difference if you need fructose. So I don't eat a lot of fruit. I eat a lot of vegetables, a lot of broccoli. I go through about 6 to 7 pounds, more along the lines of 5 pounds of broccoli a week. And I try to eat 3/4 of a pound every day, just to keep me regular and get the nutrients and stuff. And it's really good. It's got a lot of chemicals that fight cancer and stuff like that. So I like eating that. But broccoli's always been one of my favorites. Even when I was a kid, my parents got super lucky because I would eat the mess out of some broccoli. But another thing is don't make it a lifestyle. Don't do all these, I know a lot of people in my life that do these, I call them 10-day diets. Like, they get on this diet and they're like, I'm gonna do good, and they take everything good out of their diet. And, 10 days later, they're having a cheat day. I'm like, you haven't even, so when you're already at that point within 10 days, then you know something's up. So you don't want to do that to yourself. Get to a point, make it a relationship between you and your diet. See, at this point now, 6 years into this, I look down at a plate and I don't see food. I look down at a plate and I see protein, carbs, and fats every time I go to eat. Protein, carbs, and fats every single time. It never fails. It's so weird because my wife hates it, because I can sit down and look at her plate and I can tell her dang near by the gram what's on it. I mean, because once you've done this consistently for 6 years, you kind of have a gist of what everything contains. And I'm not saying I'm down to the, down to the micronutrients or nothing like that, but I'm just saying I can get pretty dang close. So when you look at a steak, a ribeye, which is a lot of fat, which is about, 45 grams of fat, about 35 grams of protein. And then you look at, a sweet potato is about 40 grams of carbs, roughly, depending on how large the size is. And then you look at some of the rolls on the table. Yes, I'm talking about Texas Roadhouse. Holla at your boy. And then you're looking at about 10 to 15 grams a piece. So, you look at things like that. And, I know a lot of people are like, what's the secret? What's the quick fix? Get me hooked up on something. What's this new diet? Which Atkins and keto are the same thing, just lower carbs. Excuse me, guys, but there's always these fad diets that everybody jumps on the bandwagon for, when in reality, you can still kind of eat what you want and get the results. Now, if you eat Oreos every day, you're not going to get lean. Don't get it twisted. People that want to get lean, you have to be very strict on your diet, but you still need to have cheat days because you have to throw your metabolism off. But so I just really want to explain to you guys is that you don't have to take away everything good in life, food-wise, to get lean and to get where you want to be, weight-wise or muscular-wise. Is you can get there to a certain point. You can get your diet at such a great angle that every which way you look at it, it's adding up and it's okay. It's not going to hurt to eat that slice of birthday cake at somebody's birthday party. Okay, now I was at that strict of a, I mean, dude, I would go to somebody's house for their birthday party and I wouldn't eat cake. And I'm like, and then there would be foods I wouldn't eat. And it would be like, my diet would be so clean all the time. But I was missing out on certain aspects of life, getting to enjoy myself with others. Others would be going to a restaurant and I knew there was nothing that I could eat at. And I would tell them no. It was, you have to be a little bit mentally insane to be a bodybuilder. I mean, Jay Cutler's even said that, and I'll quote that after him time and time again. You miss out on a lot. But I believe that it is, for a normal person, they can get their diet so in tune with where they need to be. And it's just trial and error, guys. It's not rocket science. If you eat a slice of cake once a week and you stop seeing results, cut the slice of cake. You know what I'm saying? Don't eat, I mean, you don't necessarily have to do that, but just kind of look at what, given that you do that, look at what you have in your diet. What I really tell people is the first week, I want you to write down everything you eat daily. So you get down to the end of the day, you're like, my God, I had 280 grams of carbs. I don't even work out. There's your weight issue. When bodybuilders are getting ready for a show, they'll eat 110, 120 grams a day, just to try to lean down. But then you got somebody like you who doesn't even work out, that's eating 280 grams, almost 300 grams of carbs. It's just a big waste. Now, I'm not saying go keto. I'm not even with that diet. I actually am against that. I don't even favor keto at all. I'm all for eating carbs and healthy carbs like sweet potatoes, quinoa, quinoa, whatever you want to call it, basmati rice, a lot of healthy stuff. So, but I still get my slice of cake in every now and then. But I don't even know where I was leading with that. But the bottom line is look at your carbs, look at your fats, and look at your proteins. Increase protein, you'll stay fuller longer. Decrease carbohydrates, you'll lose weight. Increase your fats, better hormone production, better skin, better hair, all that good jazz. More sex drive, bumpity bump bump, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, so this is just a really short one. I'm waiting on Kayla. We're fixing to do a podcast over here at his house. But just monitor what you eat, do a daily journal, and see how that goes for you. And do your basal metabolic rate. You can go online, do it anywhere. Basal, BASAL. Metabolic, y'all should know how to spell metabolic. METABOLIC. Rate. Get that checked out. And then go by what your basal metabolic rate is and do about. Now, if you work out, you have to add the calories to that, but make sure you're about 100 to 150 calorie deficit. So try that for about a month and see how it goes. Thanks, guys.